Hi, Jason. Congrats on the win. I just wanted to know, from the group about Umran Malik. He's seemingly come out of nowhere, and he's bowling 150 plus. What was he like at the Nets? What were the discussions before getting him into the side? And what have you seen about him that has been particularly impressive, apart from the pace?
Well, I think the first thing to mention is his pace. That's his asset. His biggest asset is pace. He's just been, consistent in training. He's been giving us quite a hard time in training, and he's been very, very hard to get hold of. As you see in the games here, he's obviously deceiving a lot of batters for pace, and that extra pace always adds a boost to any bowling attack. So it's good to see his control as well, too. A lot of guys who've bowled quick over the years generally sometimes may seem erratic, but he's been pretty consistent, and he's grouped really good deliveries together.
Yashashri, you can go with the question.
Hi. Firstly, congratulations.
Thank you.
Secondly, I would like to ask you that what was the reason behind Abhishek Sharma as an opener? Like, was his track record in Punjab considered, or it was just a left-right combination?
Well, to give you a definitive answer, I probably think you'd have to ask the captain and the coach. But, when you look at the pattern that we've had over the last couple of games, we've had Sahar at the top. It has worked for us, but we've lost the last couple of games as well, too. So I think we needed to make a change. And it was probably good that we got Abhishek at the top. He gave us a pretty good start. Unfortunate that he couldn't carry on a little further, but I think the start we had was ideal, and credit to him.
Rohit Juglan, go ahead with your question.
Hi, Jason. Congratulations. Jason, you individually performed really well in this IPL. I want to know your game plan with both bat and ball, how you strategize your game, anything specific, if you can tell.
Well, I just try to prepare well. Funny enough, I didn't practice yesterday. I felt as though I needed a little bit of a break just to recuperate. But for me, I just like to be clear in my thought process and my game plans. Sometimes I'm a little bit at sea sometimes with the Indian guys, so I tend to watch the footage and try to pick up some patterns and just know how I want to set fields when it comes to bowling. I think batting is just playing a situation. I was very upset today that I couldn't add a little bit more to the team's cause, but I still think the partnership that I performed there at the end was crucial. We just see that the 1-4 that we put out on the board was enough. But having said that, just being very, very clear on my plans, committing to my plans, and just make sure I execute.
Saurabh, you can go ahead with your question.
Hi, Jason. RCB also seemed to change their batting order today, pushing Maxwell and AB into the second half. Did that at all affect your bowling plans? I thought maybe they wanted to have Rashid's over done with before Maxwell and AB came in. So did that affect any bowling plans at all?
Not at all. If anything, it probably worked out in our favour a little bit. You got your best bowler in the world in Rashid Khan to match up against their best batters. We got Virat in the first over, which was very, very crucial. We know the type of player he is, so to get him out pretty early was a plus for us, and it put pressure on their middle order to carry the game through for them. Fortunately for us, we got Maxwell at a crucial stage. Credit to Kane for his fantastic work in the field, and our bowlers were excellent at the end. Over the years, Sunrisers has had a trend for good death bowling and good bowling in general, and it showed today. Siddharth Kaur was outstanding, young Umran Malik, and obviously myself and Bhuvaneshwar finishing off quite nicely. So it was a good team effort, and hopefully we could continue to go in this vein and finish well against Mumbai.
Thanks, Jason. Thanks for your time.
Good.